Spirit Radio Podcasts.
I don't know about you, but I don't think I will ever forget the first day of my leaving certificate. At the time when it was kicking off with English paper one and two, I don't think I've ever written so much in all my life. And of course, the junior and leaving certificate are both starting today. I'm sure there's a lot of butterflies going on, but also a lot of stress, not just for students, but for parents as well, who are trying their best to support their kids. And sometimes maybe we can be well-intentioned, but we might go about it the wrong way. Well, on the line to give us valuable tips, both for students and for parents during exam period, we have a guidance counsellor from Mullingar, Betty McLaughlin. Good morning, Betty. How are you?
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
Well, as I said, even though it was a few years ago now for me, I still remember that feeling in the pit of my stomach on the first day of the leaving cert.
Absolutely.
It's something that you don't forget, and it can be so stressful.
It can be stressful, but sometimes a little bit of stress is a good thing. It gets the adrenaline going, it motivates you for the exam. But I would say, like, once the first day is over, Wendy, they get used to it. It's amazing how adaptable kids are. They go in, they just get on with it and do it, you know, take it in their stride. And so long as they don't do a postmortem after one exam, they can go seamlessly into the next, you know. So it is doable. And it's a rite of passage, and they'll get there.
Do you think, Betty, are students now more stressed than maybe they were 10 years ago? I was chatting to a friend who's a teacher yesterday, and she was just talking, you know, when I remember, for example, when I set my exams, of course, before or after an exam, there'd be the analysis with all the other students and all that sort of stuff, and then you go home. But now, of course, with phones and WhatsApp and social media, it's probably never ends.
I know, and the worst thing you can do, and it has been, unfortunately, has got common recently, are these, you know, a postmortem on social media, going up, find out what somebody's saying. Just absolutely, to any parents out there, really encourage your child not to engage with it, you know, absolutely not to engage with that, because it's going to hype them up and it's going to upset them for the next exam. And they could be, you know, it could put them in a state of anxiety where they can't perform their best in the next exam, which is totally counterproductive. So at all costs, to avoid any postmortem once the exam is over. Don't, you know, just hype it up. Just say, I've gone there now, that's done, line in the sand, and I'm not going back there.
And that presumably is important for parents as well, Betty. Like, if a child
Very
comes
important.
Home and they're just coming over it, and obviously they have another exam to think about, what do you do in that situation?
Well, what you do in that situation is you just say, look, we won't discuss it now. We concentrate on the next one, and we're moving forward. And with each day and with each exam, you're getting nearer to your summer holidays that you can have fun and enjoy yourself.
Focusing on all those positive things. What are the things that are good to keep in mind? I'm thinking now, I'm remembering that kind of being driven to school on the morning of an exam. What's the best thing that a parent can do and a student can do just to prepare in those last kind of hours before an exam starts?
Well, the first thing is to try and get a night's sleep and go to bed at your usual time. You don't want to upset your system in any way. Bring a bottle of water with you. Have your stuff that you need, your biros, your rulers, your mathematical set, if it's maths, whatever your needs are for the exam, to have that and to be totally conscious of what time the exams start, and, you know, to be there for half an hour in advance, no more than that. And as I said, don't get into any hype before it. If you wanted to have a few little pointers for yourself, you could have a few memory cards done out, but no cramming and no new information on the night before of an exam, you know. And do remember to, you know, remind them that once they get started, pick a question that is familiar to them, that they can feel they can answer well, and start with that. It'll build up their confidence and it'll really help them to move on into, you know, to get on and to give it their best for that day.
What about, Betty, then, just during the study time? So when exams aren't on and they're kind of study days, what should parents be doing? Is it all about good food and then not kind of putting in too much?
Well, good food and, you know, creating a comfortable environment for them to study. But what I would say to the students on those days, again, get up at the same time that they normally get up at. Do some study for the next exams that are coming in the non-exam days. Because remember, the first few weeks they're coming fast and furious. The most common exams are being put together. But then there will be gaps in the other subjects. So between those, it is advisable to do a bit of study and to keep to your normal routine.
Okay, so just don't be kind of, as you say, cramming until 3 o'clock in
the
morning.
Yeah, or lying in all day and getting up and studying at night. Just stick with what you're used to, because it's easier on your own system, you know, and your concentration is better anyway. You've got your concentration and you've got your mind working at those times of the day. So why would you start ruining that just now because it's in between the exams and because you're schedule changes a little bit.
What about Betty? I think one thing that's really difficult is when you go into an exam and it's one of those exams that you say, this is one that I'm confident about, I feel it's going to go well, you know, I'm less nervous about other exams, and then you come out of the exam thinking, that went terribly, you know, the one that you kind of had pinned your hopes on and it doesn't go the way that you planned.
But very, very often they do better than they think. 99.9 times it goes better than you think. If it's a subject you're really depending on, you probably have your expectations so high that you think you're going to answer everything 100%. You'll never answer everything 100%. That's why an A or a H1 starts at 90. So there's a margin of 10% error there. And keep it in perspective for yourself. And even if you did mess up on it, you know, it's a very fair marking system. They will see what your ability is. They will still see you have put the work in through the answering of those questions. So I would say be optimistic, believe in yourself, and just move on and try your very best not to dwell on it.
What about students that maybe are starting to get a little bit panicky now, Betty, and they're kind of thinking, OK, the exams are now upon us. It's really just hit me. And just trying to kind of stay calm and focus. What is the best way to do that?
Well, I would say to them, just take deep breaths. Definitely, you know, talk to their parents and that. Take deep breaths, take sips of water, go out between their studies, take a bit of fresh air and, you know, try and relax. Find a way to relax, even if it's only to sit down and meditate for a few minutes and, you know, believe in themselves and say, I've done this before, I can do it again. And everything isn't depending on it either. There are lots of options for me, many, many options out there. And the exam is not the be-all and end-all.
It's, of course, we always joke saying we know it's leaving cert and junior cert time when the sun is shining, the weather is good. What's your advice on just kind of study blocks? Like, how often should students be studying for and taking breaks for to get out and get that fresh air?
Well, I would be saying the maximum you should study is 40 minutes because that's what they're used to in a class situation. And then go out for a few minutes, go out, take a cup of tea or go for a walk. A walk is great. You know, walking there in it's great that we have the sunshine. I mean, it's not unbearable sunshine that we have. So just go out, take a walk. Don't get sunburnt, obviously. Don't lie in the sun or do anything silly. But just be sensible. Be sensible, you know.
Any last words of advice then, Betty, for parents
or
students?
I would just say to the parents, you know, even though you might like to get involved and you really want to know how to do, just take a step back. And if they're a little bit narky, if they're a little bit selfish now at the moment, that's part and parcel of it. If you respect them and you tell them you're there, you're listening to them and you're supporting them, they'll come to you with a problem then because they know you care.
Betty McLaughlin, thank you so much for some really good advice for both students and parents. Thanks for joining us on Spirit Radio this morning.
Very good. Okay.
That's Betty McLaughlin, who's a guidance counsellor there, joining us on the programme, giving some great advice for parents and students. And of course, from us here at Spirit Radio, very important to say our prayers and good wishes go to all those who are sitting state exams over the next few weeks.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.